So I grew up in an area that had a lot of immigrants and went to school with a fair number of people, but most of them came from fairly good circumstances. When I was 16, I got my first real job as a cook at a McDonald's. And I went in thinking that the job was kind of definitely below me, not something I would do long term. It was just a summer position. And that my family had always valued being smart, and I certainly thought I was a very, very smart person. And one of the first things that I discovered was that I could not work a cash register. One of the things that you had to do was type in the number of, say, hamburgers somebody ordered, and if they ordered one and you typed 11, it turned out that you couldn't just erase it. You actually had then to compensate for those extra 10 hamburgers as additional customers came in and ordered their food, and take the hamburgers off one by one as other people ordered hamburgers. The Trinidadian cashier next to me would always come over and say, "Don't worry, honey baby, Mona will fix it." So this was one of my first experiences really working side by side with someone who knew a lot more than I did and was so generous and so gracious at sharing what she knew and what she could do with somebody who really had come in deserving to have her ass kicked. So as I went on, I used most of the money that I was earning at this job to, you know, buy makeup and cute shoes and go to movies. And I noticed that other people there, they would try and send people home early, and because they didn't need as much staff and, you know, to up the profit of the franchise. And when they would offer to send people home early, I was like, yeah, I want to go home early. I don't want to stay here in this kitchen. But I noticed the other people would hide. And I came to realize that for other people, this was a job that paid their bills, that fed their families, that was, you know, their very survival was based on. And I felt very humbled that I realized how privileged I was, that for me, this was only spending money. And one of the final confrontations I had with immigration at this job was in midsummer when we were chatting about our dreams for the future. I certainly expected to go to college. You know, some of the other people did too. We were talking about our ambitions for the future, and a Central American immigrant who was working with us said, "All of my dreams have already come true. I and my whole family are here in the United States of America." And I realized how much I had started with by having the privilege of being born here, and how grateful I was to have these folks in my life who were just taught me how much I was privileged and how much I had to appreciate. And all my experiences with immigrants and immigration in my lifetime have just been ones of love and generosity and appreciation and lessons in humility. And I hope that we can all work together to make sure that our country continues to be one of immigrants who can bring their love and gratitude and generosity to us, because that's the only thing I have ever seen.